Speaking of significant problems in the region, that tornado and hailstorm in Levin has ruined crops. Woodhaven Gardens has about 2,500 acres of outdoor growing space. Company Director Jay Clark is with us. Kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie.
What's it looking like?
Not good, Susie. I think we're looking at the worst hail damage that we've seen in 44 years of growing in the district. So, catastrophic would be the only word to describe it.
Catastrophic, you're saying, that we just lost the line to you there just for a second. So looking at the crop, can you even describe it to us? What does it look like?
If you could imagine somebody got a machine gun out and shot a machine gun at every single cabbage or silver beet or lettuce in the paddock, because there's really nothing left of the crop. So I was saying to your producer, we'll send some photos through to put up on your website so people can actually see the extent of the damage, Susie.
Yeah, it sounds extraordinary. The situation that you have, how far away from harvest were you?
We harvest 365 days of the year, but the problem for us is in autumn, we are planting everything that lasts us right through the winter because your growth slows right down and your ability to get back on the land and cultivate the land stops because it gets too wet. So we're looking at crop that's in the ground that was supposed to take us through to harvesting sort of into October and November in some circumstances. So it's in some circumstances it's completely gone. So it is it's really hard to fathom at the moment exactly what it will mean to us. And we've still got people in paddocks right now trying to get around all the different blocks. We're not one continuous farm. We're geographically diverse to try and risk ourselves from these sort of events. But it sort of hit everything from the Cow River North has got significant hail damage.
Look, appreciate your time. Thank you very much for talking to us and describing that scene. Jay Clark there of Woodhaven Gardens in Levin. It's 9 to 9.
Catherine Ryan is with us now to tell us what's coming up on 9 to noon.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is heartbreaking.
When you walk out there and that's your, I mean, he's so, you know, courteous
stoic
about it and sensitive about it.
That's your livelihood.
Just to mention it, goodness. Your thoughts are with them.